Hello, my name is Kevin Keith. I'm honored to have a chance to contribute to this podcast. Today, I'd like to take a look at the relationship between skepticism and atheism, specifically, whether atheists should be expected to be natural skeptics. I was recently listening to another podcast that featured an interview with well-known performer and skeptic Penn Jillette. Jillette is an outspoken skeptic and also an outspoken atheist. In this interview, the host commented that there were some atheists who were not skeptics, and Jillette replied, "That always surprises me." Is there reason to be surprised at this? Let's think about it. The issue of the relationship between skepticism and atheism is a contentious one. There are skeptics who aren't atheists, atheists who aren't skeptics, many who are both, and many also who think that you can't be one without the other. That if you're a skeptic, you'd naturally be an atheist, and if you're an atheist, you're almost by definition a skeptic. To many people, it may seem natural that these two points of view go together. Skepticism requires a commitment to verifiable empirical fact and logical explanation. Since mainstream religions incorporate a great deal of non-verifiable claims and dogmatic assertions of supernatural happenings, it's not surprising that a skeptic would reject the basic tenets of the major religions as unverifiable and unscientific. And since skepticism leads so readily to atheism, it's tempting, though not strictly logical, to assume that all atheism arises from skepticism. Let me emphasize that there are in fact skeptics who are not atheists. Even embracing the scientific point of view and rejecting supernatural occurrences, there may be ways to defend certain types of religious beliefs and practices, and some skeptics do so. This podcast is not intended to criticize that point of view. But it's still easy to see why many skeptical atheists, for whom their atheism is a product of their skepticism, would be surprised at it. But what Jillette was talking about was the converse, that there are atheists who are not skeptics, and who do not believe that atheism requires or is related to skepticism. He was surprised by that. To be surprised that there are non-skeptical atheists, you would have to expect that atheism requires or at least involves skepticism. What that expectation ignores is the possibility that some people could come to atheism from a non-skeptical perspective. That is, that they could agree with skeptical atheists that most religious beliefs are false, but not have arrived at that point of view through a process of skeptical reasoning. What would be the process or pathway to rejecting religion without relying on rational analysis as a justification? Well, for one thing, many people reject religion for a very simple reason. They didn't grow up with religious indoctrination, or grew out of whatever religious teachings they may have had, and simply never found religion appealing as they got older. For these people, atheism is the default position. They don't reject religion so much as simply never needed a reason to bother with it in the first place. Others reject religion for personal or emotional reasons. They become disgusted with abusive behaviors found in many religions, or which they may have suffered themselves. Similarly, they may reject certain teachings common to many religions and which they believe are oppressive or wrong on political or moral grounds. The discomfort they feel with these aspects of their religious experience may extend to all organized religions generally, leading the person not merely to leave their own religion but to become fully atheist. But their choice is motivated by personal values and feelings as they relate to religious practice or teaching, not to a skeptical analysis of the factual basis of religion. Finally, there's another very common path to rejection of religion, one so common that not only many atheists, but most skeptics and even religious believers too embrace it without question. We've all heard the common saying that atheists and religious believers are very similar, believers reject all gods but their own, and atheists reject the same gods plus one more. Atheists and believers have even more in common than that, however. Not only do they reject most of the same religions, but they do so generally in a non-skeptical way. Most people, even skeptics, have not really conducted a detailed and logically exhaustive study of all religions. When Western skeptics say they reject religious teachings as false and illogical, what they really mean in most cases is that they have studied and rejected Judeo-Christian teachings, and maybe Islam. And most likely they haven't studied the minor religions, polytheism, or Eastern or ancient Western religions in much detail at all. They reject these religions out of hand, without really giving them much thought, let alone study and analysis. And most of us, even hardcore skeptics, think it's okay not to be an animist, a Greek polytheist, a druid, or an adherent of any of the thousands of other religions that have existed, and that we don't need a detailed logical justification for that rejection. What has to be realized is that many atheists have taken the same stance on Christianity and the other major Western religions. It seems as obvious to them that those religions are wrong as it does to most of us that Zoroastrianism or the Raelian UFO cult are wrong, and it requires just as little justification for holding that position. A non-skeptical atheist, then, may simply be one of the relatively few people who come easily and without extensive study to the rejection of all religions, in the same way that most of us, including both religious believers and skeptical atheists, come to the rejection of most religions. And they are also among the large majority of people who do not operate in their lives from a skeptical or scientific mindset about other things either. Skeptics may regret the latter, but they should not be surprised by the former. Remember, most skeptical atheists are actually non-skeptical atheists about all gods but one.